Welcome to Jumpstart Your Career podcast. If you're ready to switch gears and master an effective strategy for your career journey, you are in the right place. You don't have to struggle in your job interviews alone. You can use this podcast as a roadmap to navigate the roadblocks. This is a place where you can develop a new strategy, the self-confidence and skill to put yourself in the driving seat of your job interview. Your career journey is a marathon, not a sprint. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, career coach. Let's get started on today's episode. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Jumpstart Your Career podcast. I'm your host, Sandra Laws, career coach at Purple Transitions Personal Growth. I hope you've all had a great weekend. I'd like to welcome and thank all the new subscribers, the new listeners, and the returning listeners for being part of our podcast community. I really appreciate your feedback and all your comments. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about the competency-based interview question. This is the most asked question that I receive from clients and email queries. Competency questions can be difficult for candidates who don't have the direct experience in certain areas, or they've not dealt with specific situations that are relevant to the question. This can often make them feel unprepared and anxious about their ability to provide an effective answer. Today, I'm going to cover what the definition of a competency question is, examples of what job competencies are, and example competency questions. And number three, why recruiters use competency questions. Four, strategies on how to answer competency questions. And five, mistakes to avoid when answering competency questions. Before we continue with today's topic, I'd like to invite you to sign up to the Jumpstart Your Career newsletter. By signing up, you'll receive a free interview checklist and preparation worksheets. The newsletter's packed with insider tips and expert advice. Sign up today to ensure you have all the tools you need to succeed. The link's in the show notes of this episode, or you can go to our website, purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's get back to our conversation. Number one, what is a competency question? Now, competency questions are sometimes referred to as behavioural questions or situational questions. Competency questions require candidates to provide specific examples from their past work experiences. Some candidates may find it challenging to recall suitable examples on the spot, especially if they haven't prepared or they're nervous during the interview. Now, this is a type of interview question that's often used by public sector employers in the UK when they're assessing candidates. Employers like the National Health Service, local government, education sector like schools, universities. Now, a competency question is a question that assesses a candidate's ability that's related to a specific skill set that you need to do the role. Now, competency questions are based on experience. Your past performance is usually a strong indicator of how you will perform in the future. The key to answering this type of question is being able to demonstrate how you have successfully performed that competency in the past. And this would provide the employer with some insights on how you might handle a similar situation in the future. Examples of competencies from an example job application. Now, the competencies for the position are usually identified by the recruitment team and the hiring manager. And you'll find the competencies listed in the job application. It's normally in the person specification section, or it might be in core competencies, or it might be listed as essential skills. I'm going to give you an example of some competencies from a typical job application. Decision making, problem solving, teamwork, communication, time management. You know, some typical competencies you might find in a job application. I'm going to give you three examples of some typical competency questions. First one, tell me about a time when you managed a change in your responsibilities and work environment. So tell me about a time. That's a really common question. So that gives you an idea of the typical competency questions. Now, why do employers ask competency questions? Now, employers will ask these type of questions because they want to gain a deeper understanding of a candidate's ability to do the role based on real life experiences. By asking these questions, the recruiters can gather evidence of the candidate's past performance. It also provides a framework to identify the candidates who are suitable for the job based on the demonstrated competencies. Now, when employers ask the same question to all applicants, they can make more objective assessments by focusing on the specific competencies required to perform the role. And this process encourages candidates to think critically about their past performance. So overall, these competency questions allows the interviewer to evaluate a candidate's past performance as an indicator of their future performance and their future potential in the role. Now, methods to answer the competency question. The first one is the STAR technique: situation, task, action and result. This is quite a common method used by many people. And I've covered this extensively in podcast episode 44 and podcast episode 14. And I cover the key steps on how to use the STAR technique to answer competency questions. The next method is known as the CAR method, C-A-R, and it's very similar to STAR: challenge, action and result. I know quite a few clients, including myself, when I attended interviews, I preferred the CAR method because it was like three steps and it was just really easy to remember and focus during a really, you know, stressful interview. And then finally, the PAR method, very similar again, P-A-R, problem, action, result. So regardless of what method you use, it's important to provide specific and detailed examples from your past experience to support your answers. Now, how to avoid common mistakes with competency questions. The first mistake is giving vague answers, vague or generic answers without providing specific details about the situation, your actions and the outcome. That can really weaken your answer. So it's crucial to provide concrete examples and specific details to demonstrate your point effectively. Number two, your answer is not relevant to the question asked. Make sure that your response directly addresses the question you were asked and avoid going off on tangents and provided unrelated information. And the final mistake is lack of structure or organisation in your answer. Ensure that your response is well structured and easy to follow. So the STAR technique or CAR or PAR will give you that framework. So by avoiding these common mistakes and providing thoughtful, specific and relevant information, you'll be able to answer competency questions effectively. Finally, as I said, the key to answering this type of question is to be able to demonstrate how you have successfully performed the competency in the past. Your past performance is a strong indicator of how you will perform in the future. Now, I'd like to share a valuable resource. It's called the Competency Interview Question and Answers Workbook. It's comprehensive, is designed to help job seekers master the competency-based interview questions. Inside the workbook, you'll find practical exercises that'll help you develop a clear understanding on how to answer competency interview questions effectively. I'll put the link in the show notes, or you can go to our website, purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. We now come to our quote for today. Success is not the destination. It's the journey of continuous growth, learning and self-improvement. And this quote is by Brian Tracy. And that brings us to the end of another episode of Jumpstart Your Career. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and you've found it valuable. Before I go, I want to take a moment to express my sincere gratitude for all your support and your engagement. I appreciate you for tuning in and being part of our podcast community. Remember, if you need some help with job interviews or you're changing careers, you can sign up for our newsletter and you'll receive a free interview checklist and worksheets. You can click on the link in the show notes or head over to our website. If you haven't already, I invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you'll never miss an episode. And if you've been enjoying the show, please consider leaving a review. If you have any questions, drop me an email. My email is sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk. Have a productive and a great week, and I wish the best of luck to any of the listeners who have an interview coming up very soon. And I'll see you in the next episode. I'd like to invite you to sign up to the Jumpstart Your Career newsletter. By signing up, you'll receive a free interview checklist and preparation worksheets. And the newsletter is packed with insider tips and expert advice. Sign up to our newsletter today and you'll also receive an exclusive 25% discount coupon code that you can use towards a purchase of our competency mock interview prep kit. And I've put the link in the show notes of this episode. I'd also like to invite you to subscribe to Jumpstart Your Career podcast on your favourite podcast platform so you'll be notified of all the new episodes. Your work is going to fill a large part of your life, and the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. A quote by Steve Jobs, co-founder of Apple. My mission is to help you if you are at the crossroads in your career or you have an interview coming up. You can email me at sandra@purpletransitionspersonalgrowth.co.uk.